And there's Neil McCoy, who will be with us tomorrow night, kicking off the music and the whole thing, the Grapevine 41st Annual Main Street Fest. And we're just going to keep him here on the line. And in fact, since he brought it up, let's go ahead.
It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee.
Take us back. You took us there just for a minute there.
I did not know that about Charlie Pride discovering you. Take us back to that origin story. Flash us back to that.
It can be a long story, short story. I'll give you the cliff notes. That's what I always read when I was supposed to do a book report in high school.
Amen.
I always read the cliff notes. there used to be a club there called Bell Star.
Yep.
It was a country place, and they had a contest, and I'm living in Longview, Texas at the time, and found out about this contest, and I said, well, I'll just go up. I told my wife, I'm just going to go up there and win this thing. Shoot, it can't be that hard. All you got to do is sing. So I went up and ended up winning the weekly competition, and then all the weekly, 12 weekly people for 3 months came back and competed. And at the finals, Janie Fricke, who still sings better now than she ever has.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a country music star and having great hits out at the time. She was being managed by Charlie's booking and management agency right there out of Dallas, Texas, where Charlie lived. And so she heard me that night and said, you know what, I don't know if Charlie is still helping launch people. He had already helped Ronnie Millsap and Earl Thomas Conley and Dave and Sugar and Gary Stewart. But she said, I think if we ever got you in front of him, I think he would really like you. So my wife and I ended up going back up there 2 weeks later and met Charlie and Rosine, his wife, and they just took us under their wing, and we adopted them as parents. And, man, it was just such a great, great, great relationship. And that's how I got started in the country music scene. At the time, I wasn't singing country music until I sang a country music song at that contest. I was more of an R&B kind of guy, Luther and James Ingram, Jeffrey Osborne, that kind of stuff. But when I got to meet Charlie Pride, and he said, you know, I'd like to, why don't you come out and work with us some? I immediately said, yes, sir. You don't know how much I love country music. And I started listening and learning all I could, because I was a snob, a music snob, because I thought anybody can sing country music. It's about one octave, it's three chords, eating and drinking, blah, 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 blah. And then when I got into it through Charlie and listened to all his songs and Conway and George Jones and Merle Haggard and how great a singers they were. That's the thing, and had these crazy ranges. I just thought, man, this may have been where I belong all the time. So God speaks every once in a while, and we sure better listen when he does.
92.1 Hank FM.